All right, there is a get-together tonight in Wilsonville. I want to say it's at the Baptist Church. My next caller will know. Regarding South Shelby County and unincorporated parts of South Shelby County and their emergency response service. Now, we talked about this a little yesterday, and this is a subject that should be of interest to all of you. And I understand you're up in Trussville, you're over in Tuscaloosa, you're in Oneonta, wherever, you know, down in Chilton County, and you're thinking, Murphy, this has nothing to do with me. Well, it does. This is government at the ground level. And I'm curious where the Shelby County Commission is on this. I'm curious where local representation, people like Senator Jim McClendon, is on this, because I don't hear from them. And I should. Here's the backstory. Right now, you have an organization, the Shelby County Emergency Response Service, that is responsible for responding to 911 calls in unincorporated parts of South Shelby County, you know, around Columbiana, around Wilsonville, those areas down on Lay Lake. Currently, they get a certain amount of money from Columbiana. I think it's $60,000, around $10,000 from Wilsonville, maybe $11,000, $8,000 from Shelby County. I don't know why that number is so low. I'd like to find out. And then the rest of the money that they use to operate in South Shelby County is from volunteer donations. And they say they're not getting enough volunteer donations. The donation point is only at about 6%. And they have to get more money into the system. They don't have enough money to run the ambulances and the trucks that they run. And so a group got together and they formed a temporary board and they petitioned a judge to give them an opportunity to allow a vote. And now South Shelby County is going to vote later on this month to determine whether or not they charge their residents $80 per year currently for this service. And a lot of residents have gotten up in arms. I don't know a lot about it, but I want to learn more. Jeannie Mixon David is with us on the line, and it's my understanding she was at one of the meetings regarding this issue, and she's going to give her perspective. Jeannie, good morning. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, Matt. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
No doubt. It's a subject that intrigues me, and this is ground-level politics that probably affects people far more than anything that's happening in Washington, D.C., at least in South Shelby County. Tell us how you became aware of the situation and just give us an overview of your experience.
Sure, I'll try to speak quick. I'm pretty good at speaking quickly. I learned about the situation about 3 days ago on social media and like a lot of other people. And a lot of it, what you see on social media, kind of, you know, it's not very good. I decided to go to one of the meetings. I will go to the meeting this evening. You get so much more information when you go to a meeting and ask questions and hear it from the source. So they have stated that they have done everything that they can, whether county, state, and now have said it is in our hands. So, for me, I just, my perspective is, I am one of those that did not receive a donation card. The other night was the first time I had seen a physical card by somebody else that was at the meeting. About 25 people going through the process. We didn't really, the meeting was well ran. Lots of people were allowed to ask questions. The meeting was about 3 hours. They've said it's basically this is the last resort. This is the last thing. So, unfortunately, you know, we learned that they have also had over $1.2 million in revenue that has been, that wasn't able to be collected. Over $540,000 was write-off. But, you fast forward and it's just, I guess I wonder after this has been going on for 3 years, how we've gotten to this point where this is the only solution.
Yeah, as I became more and more familiar with the storyline, and I heard from more and more voices from South Shelby County, I hear person after person, resident after resident, telling me that they've never seen a donation card either. And I talked to one of the representatives yesterday, Kobe, I forget his last name. He was kind of the lieutenant or one of the...
Assistant chief, yes, sir.
Yeah, assistant chief, that's right. And, you know, he was indicating that, well, we're not getting enough in voluntary donations, therefore we have to do this. And over again, I hear from people who, and they're either not telling the truth or they are, that they don't see, they see the fire and rescue. And part of that, I heard yesterday that you get the donation card for what is called fire and rescue. And this resident said, I thought that's what I was doing when I gave money to the fire and rescue, but apparently I'm only giving money to the fire department. I'm not giving money to the ambulance service.
Exactly. I mean, they do. I mean, fire and rescue, yes, that is what our card says. It doesn't say it is for transport services. So it is separate. It's those two things we should. And I have gotten the volunteer where I'm located. There are, 18, I think there are 18 areas. And our District 1 Commissioner, Kevin Morris, and he will speak with anybody. I could message him at, 9 o'clock at night, and he will respond. He has been at all of the meetings. He answers our questions. He is transparent. He did not realize this was going on or was made aware of it maybe 2 weeks ago, and I don't want to misspeak, but that's my understanding. He's only recently been made aware of what's been going on. So just looking at it, there's only one form of payment. I believe it's in checks. There's I've just recently been aware that they have in the last 2 weeks had a Facebook page. There is not a donate button on that. I would gladly, I'll gladly pay the $80. I'll gladly make a donation. There's other things with it. Becoming a 501c4, I believe that one thing that was stated the other night, 501c4, and I don't want to misspeak, was brought up that if it is voted in, will become that day. And I've looked into what a 501c4 is, and so you've got things that go along with what that means. And I'm new to all of this, Matt. I'm trying to learn as fast as I can in just a few days, just to be informed so I can make the best decision. But there's a lot of things. I want these guys to have retirement. This goes into that as well. They're not being able to hold employees, their turnover, benefits, and things like that. So I do want these guys, and don't get me wrong, I support them, I am for them, I appreciate them, and I want them to have better pay. I do. I want them to have the retirement, and I think that my understanding is a 501c4 allows them to have a retirement. So there's things like that that, I am for it in the right way, going about it the right way. I think we can, as people, we can disagree and be, I'm firm on the problem and, kind on people, but there's other things that we could do. And at the very least, if I had known in the last 3 years, I'd have started a GoFundMe page. So, people have done less and gotten more, and I think we could have had some exhaust all options. Because a lot of people don't like this, and a lot of people would have, like myself, would step in and help however we can, to where we can fight about the problem instead of fighting with each other.
You were at the previous meeting. Are you going tonight?
Yes, sir. I do plan to. I do have a few questions to ask. A couple people have asked me to, that because of COVID, do not get out. And another person that lives in, has property, but lives a couple cities away, has asked. So the meetings are, hopefully, tonight's meeting will be live streamed. I feel that for transparency, that would be for everybody, benefit everybody to be able to go to see it. And because I don't want to be the one speaking what I feel is the wrap up of the meeting. I'd like for their words to remain their words and to be out there for everybody to hear it.
What I mean, what is your takeaway so far? If you had to vote today,
we're already looking at an election that has to be paid for. With absentee voting going on with that, there's just a lot of questions with that. Elections aren't free, so money's coming from somewhere for that. Matt, I want to be fair. There is things, and obviously, in this that I don't like. There are things that I do, and I don't have enough information.
Man, this is the hardest. This is the hardest question I've asked today, Jeannie. I think you're where a lot of South Shelby County residents are. That you want to be, you need the service. This is where I figured out. Almost everyone. I had one guy call me yesterday and say we don't need emergency services, and I said, "Well, what happens if you cut your arm off with a chainsaw? I mean, what do you do?"
I heard that part. Yes, I heard that. No, you do call. Whether you decide to call another RPS or another company, I mean, you do have that right. Now, whether an RPS was at the meeting, whether they decide to, they did say that they would have to look at the area at Shelby County and see if this does go through, they would have to look at Shelby County and because they are short-staffed and they are, the gentleman said that they're, I believe they're over 9-10, I don't want to misspeak, I don't know if it's counties or districts or what, but he did say that they would look at Shelby County at that time if this was approved to see, because they are thin, just like the state of Alabama. It's a statewide problem. So the RPS service may leave this area. So, people you have to understand that as well. It's not as simple as one thing. But again, I do want to say that I am for the firefighters. I am for the EMS team. For the firefighters, for the volunteer firefighters, this does not affect them either.
Well, I have a number of questions, and I'm new to this, so some of these might be neophyte questions. But why is Shelby County not kicking in more money than they are? I mean, it would seem to me that Columbiana kicks in $60,000, Wiltonville kicks in $10,000 or $11,000, and the county only kicks in $8,000. Well, it would seem to me that that's the county's responsibility in these unincorporated areas more than anyone else, and one would think that they would be kicking in more money if they have budget problems, or they would be addressing it on the county commission as opposed to this. I would assume Southeast Shelby EMS isn't that a privately owned business?
It is a privately owned nonprofit, yes.
So it is a nonprofit?
It is.
Which, there are some that are suggesting mismanagement of funds or a lack of funds. We need to know. I mean, I think they owe it to the citizens to explain that. And, it's always incumbent upon those that are asking for more money to well explain it. And I've said this for 20 years, if they don't explain it well enough for you to easily understand it, then the automatic default is to vote no. And that's what's going to happen. It's incumbent upon them to explain why they must have more money.